This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has appealed to artisans to become entrepreneurs and businessmen by taking the benefits of the PM Vishwakarma scheme. He said that Vishwakarma Yojana is a roadmap to develop India by utilizing thousands of years old skills in the country. He said this while addressing a function on the anniversary of PM Vishwakarma Yojana at Swavalambai Ground at Wardha in Maharashtra. The Prime Minister said, under the scheme, over 6.5 lakh beneficiaries have been provided with the modern machinery and toolkits to increase the productivity of their occupation. The Prime Minister launched two schemes of the Government of Maharashtra, Acharya Chanakya Skill Development Centre and Punya Shlok Ahilya Devi Holkar Women Startup Scheme. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation of PM Mitra Textile Park to be set up in Amravati district in 1,000 hectares. The Prime Minister also gave away cheques to 18 beneficiaries of PM Vishwakarma scheme. The centre has sought a report on the Tirupati Laddu issue. Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, while replying to queries during a press conference in New Delhi today, said he has spoken to Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu on the issue and has sought a report. He said that the government will examine the matter and take suitable action. Earlier, Union Food Minister Prahlad Joshi said the issue of presence of animal fat in Tirupati temple's laddus, which was raised by the Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister, is a serious matter. He was talking to media on the sidelines of an event. Food Processing Industries Minister Chirag Paswan has said anyone involved in adulteration of food will not be spared. Union Home Minister Amit Shah flagged off the Parivartan Yatra of the Jharkhand BJP from Bhognadi in Sahibganj district of Santhal Pargana division. Addressing a public rally at the police line ground, Mr. Shah said, simultaneously, the election campaign has also been launched in the state. He promised that if the BJP is voted to power in the state, free treatment of up to 10 lakh rupees will be provided to people who are 75 years or older. The Union Minister alleged that Bangladeshi infiltrators have changed the demography of the Santhal region of the state. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar arrived on a three-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu from today. This is the Vice President's maiden visit to the Union Territory. On the first day of his tour, the Vice President inaugurated the aviary at Jampur in Daman. He also visited the Health and Wellness Center in Jumprin. In Maharashtra, six people were killed and 10 injured in a road accident in Jalna today. The death toll may rise as some of the injured are in critical condition. The incident occurred near Shahpur on the Jalna-Vadigodri road when a truck collided with a bus coming from Gevrai to Jalna this morning. The interstate border between West Bengal and Jharkhand is sealed since yesterday for 3 days. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee had ordered to seal the border after Damodar Valley Corporation released water from dams and barrages, which led to flooding in several districts. Meanwhile, Ms. Banerjee has written to Prime Minister Narendra Modi describing the flood situation in the southern West Bengal. On the other hand, the leader of opposition in the Legislative Assembly, Suvendu Adhikari, has requested for the intervention of the West Bengal Governor, Dr. C.V. Anand Bose. Our correspondent reports, Damodar Valley Corporation has since reduced releasing water from its Methan and Panchayat dams today and other barrages. Howrah, Hooghly, East and West Midnapore and other districts of southern West Bengal are reeling under flood. In cricket, India were 81 for 3 in their second innings at the end of day 2 of Chennai Test against Bangladesh at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium. Earlier, Indian bowlers bundled out the first innings of Bangladesh at a paltry 149 as they were trailing by a massive 227 runs. In reply to India's first innings score of 376, Bangladesh could manage to play just 47.1 overs. Jasprit Bumrah spearheaded the pace attack, scalping 4 wickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.